Chapter 2 Visit to Australia. On Friday, after 3 weeks in space, Kia and Rilla finished work and left ship OM-45 on a space plane to Kisangani. Kia phoned Adai and Rilla phoned Commander Zadak in Australia. The next morning, they took an aeroplane to Sydney. A taxi took them from the airport to Commander Zadak's office, some kilometers north of Sydney.
"Wait for us here," Kia said to the taxi driver.
Kia and Rilla walked to the gate. About 10 guards stood in front of the gate. Across the road, a train waited.
"Rilla, OM-45, Rilla said. "To see Commander Zadak at 4:30.
"Let me call the commander's office," the guard said.
Kia and Rilla waited. It was hot, and Kia began to feel thirsty. The guard came back.
"I'm sorry," he said. "The commander can't see you."
"But I talked to the commander yesterday," Rilla said. "He wanted to see us at 4:30.
"The commander is leaving on the train in 3 minutes," the guard said. "Can we wait and see him here?"
Kia asked.
"No,"
the guard shouted.
"Get out of here."
Kia and Rilla walked back to the taxi.
"Where's the driver?"
Kia asked.
"Look, he's sitting by that wall," Rilla said.
Just then, Commander Zadak came out of the gate. He was a very tall, big man with blue eyes and a lot of white hair. Two guards marched in front of him, and two guards marched behind him. They all carried guns.
"There he is," Rilla cried. "Commander!" And she began to run along the road to him.
Commander Zadak did not stop. A guard opened the door of the train and the commander got in. Slowly, the train began to move. Kia ran to the taxi and jumped in. Then he drove the taxi fast down the road. The taxi driver saw him and ran after him. The train began to move faster. Suddenly, Kia drove the taxi off the road. He drove in front of the train and stopped. The train came nearer. And then the train stopped, very near the taxi, and some guards jumped off. Kia opened the door and got out of the taxi.
"Put up your hands,"
the guards shouted. Two of the guards began to hit Kia.
"Stop that,"
someone shouted.
"Bring him over here."
It was Commander Zadak. Kia stood in front of the commander. Just then, Rilla arrived.
"Oh, it's you,"
Commander Zadak said. He did not smile.
"Rilla, your father's going to be angry."
"We want to talk to you, Commander," Rilla said. "It's very important."
"Very well, I'm listening,"
Kia began to talk.
2 years ago, Adai told you about the holes in the AOL. Now they are worse. The AOL is breaking up over Europe. Please look at these numbers and this satellite picture.
He gave his book to Commander Zadak, and the commander looked at the numbers.
It's important, Commander,
Kia said.
In 10 years, Earth is going to die. You stopped my train because of this?
Commander Zadak asked.
2 years ago, Adai talked to me about the AOL. Then he talked to Earth Commander. And what happened? Where is Adai now? Is the moon colony helping the AOL?
We know about Adai, Commander, Rilla said. But someone needs to talk to Earth Commander again.
I'm going to talk to Gog about rain, I can tell you that. Earth needs rain. There was no rain last winter. Half of Australia has no water, and my trees here are dying. Without rain, many people are going to die. Is Gog going to understand that? I don't know.
Commander Zadak began to walk back to his train.
Move that taxi,
he called to his guards. Some guards moved the taxi back to the road, and then they jumped onto the train again. The train began to move.
Okay, the taxi driver shouted. What are you going to do next? Drive my taxi into the river?
Kia smiled. He took some money from his pocket and gave it to the taxi driver. The taxi driver looked at the money.
Okay, okay, he said. Where now? Back to the airport?
Kia took Rilla's hand.
Yes, he said. Let's get back to Kisangani. We can phone Adai again tomorrow.